This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Last week, hundreds of migrant workers were stuck at the U.S.-Mexico border because of a computer glitch regarding the visas required to travel into the U.S. While that had business impact on both sides of the border, the problem could get a lot worse. Thousands of visitors to the states this summer could also find themselves stranded or prevented from coming in. Gigi Duban reports.
The State Department says more than 100 computer experts are working around the clock to fix the glitch. But Nathan Sales, who teaches law at Syracuse University, says he's not optimistic it'll be resolved quickly.
If you're the State Department and your visa processing system goes down, well, you're not going to go out of business, and there's no real accountability mechanism by which foreign citizens who'd really like to come visit family members or go to Disney World can hold you accountable.
Sales says it's unfortunate any time of year, but it's especially tough during peak travel season.
If people aren't able to come to the United States because of a technological glitch on our end, that's going to have some, you know, real impact on our tourism industry.
Not to mention the potential effects on agriculture, which relies on migrant workers. Arnold Heyman teaches national security at George Washington University.
This is the time of year when there's a lot of work that needs to be done that you can't wait. It won't happen if the crops go bad.
The State Department says it's giving priority to farm workers. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.